Hello, hello, and welcome to another podcast episode. You know, making a career change can be a really scary prospect. The reality is most of us choose a career path and pretty much plan to stay the course until we retire. But if you, like many others, are starting to feel more and more convinced that you need to pursue other options outside of the classroom, then this podcast is for you. Today, we're going to explore the best career changes for teachers who want out of the traditional classroom and are actively seeking other alternatives. Now, I know we've spent time touching on the topic of seeking a new career path, but today we're looking at 15 of the best jobs for teachers that capitalize on your transferable skills and your experience in the education field, as well as why they are each considered the best career change choices for teachers and how to determine which one you should pursue. So, if you're ready, let's do it. Welcome to the Classroom Exit Strategies Podcast, a podcast for teachers who are thinking about leaving the classroom or starting a side hustle to grow into a self-sustaining business. My name is Jennifer Holt, and I'm here to provide you with strategic action steps designed to help you leave the classroom on your terms. The best career changes for teachers. Now, before we dig into the specifics of each of these alternative jobs, I want to make sure you've taken the time to listen to a few additional episodes. Check out episode 3 if you want to learn the exact steps for how to find the perfect job outside of the classroom. Listen to episode 5, where we uncover the transferable skills you have as a teacher. Episode 50 explores the common strengths and weaknesses that we as teachers possess, as well as how to highlight them in an interview. And then be sure to check out episode 52, where we discover the different types of teachers and we talk about the ideal jobs for each type. Trust me when I tell you these episodes are going to give you tons of valuable insight, and they're going to help you drill down to the bedrock of what it is that you're seeking. The truth is, you need to be able to answer some specific questions in order to be able to filter out the jobs that aren't right so that you can make room for the ones that are right. Remember, you aren't looking for the best career change for teachers in your district. You're looking for the best career change for you. So now that you have clarity and a strong foundation, I want to give you a peek behind the curtain at 15 specific job titles you need to be researching. These are some of the same ones that many of my clients who are teachers just like you have found to be ideal job options. And to make it even easier, I've actually divided these into two categories, those within the teaching profession, but not in the classroom, and those totally outside of the education sector. Jobs within the education realm. Number 1, school counselor. If you are certain that your calling in life is to work with kids in one of the school systems near you, but you're tired of lesson plans and regular classroom teaching, then school counseling might be a good fit. It may require you to seek additional licensure or possibly training, but this new role would allow you to continue working with students, just in a slightly different way. The key is understanding that you will still have to interact and work with school administration, as well as others in leadership roles. However, you may not have as many extraneous job duties as you do currently. If this job sounds intriguing, you need to find out what the requirements are for this position. You need to know if you will be required to have a specific degree in social work or some other field of study, or whether your education degree will suffice. 2, school administrator. There has been a huge turnover of school administrators since 2020, and unfortunately, many of the individuals that have been placed into these positions have not risen to the challenge. They may have completed the required training programs to have the appropriate credentials, but they're lacking certain interpersonal skills that are essential for good leaders. So that's why this could potentially be the perfect opportunity for you to make the changes that you feel are currently lacking in key leaders. Imagine yourself for just a second as a school principal. Does the thought make you laugh, or does it make you say, If it gives you even the slightest pause, you need to truly consider that this might be the next step in your career. Now, as with school counseling, this particular job may require you to pursue an additional degree or at least additional training. But if you know you want to make a positive difference on a larger scale, public schools and private schools alike are hiring for just about every leadership position. Number 3, private school teacher. Now, I know I said these weren't going to be classroom teaching positions, but I want you to hear me out for just a second, because the reason I added this one is because it's almost so obvious that it tends to be overlooked. Many teachers looking to leave the classroom are specifically those in a public school setting. Therefore, it makes sense that you could pursue other options in the private sector. But I recently spoke with a client who was in an extremely toxic public school work environment. The issues she was facing were directly correlated with a particular district, and she was desperate to discover alternatives. And as we discussed the problems, we realized that a private school teaching position would be ideal for her situation. Now, this option is exactly why I suggest you do the exercises I mentioned in episode 3, How to Find the Perfect Job Outside of the Classroom. Because the truth is, you may find it isn't the classroom you need to leave, it's simply the school or the school district. Number 4, curriculum developer. There's a really good chance that as a teacher, when you hear curriculum development, you think of someone who creates the curriculum you teach in your classroom. And you would be correct in that assumption. But what many people don't realize is that this actually goes far beyond the reaches of the K-12 classroom in the local school districts. By definition, a curriculum developer or curriculum designer is someone who develops, creates, or designs curricula. So this job title could theoretically fall into either category, jobs within education or jobs outside of education. If you want to know more about this job as it relates to education, be sure to check out episode 32, where we deep dive into how to decide if curriculum designer jobs are a good fit for you. On the other hand, if you're interested in knowing how this relates to a potential job outside of education, I have an interesting example for you. Let's say you're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. You want to roll out a new flagship product, and you need everyone within the company to understand the ins and outs of this product and essentially exude knowledge about it. Employees need to know every nuance and embrace this new product like it's their own newborn child. So what do you do? Well, if you're smart, which I'm assuming you are if you're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, you hire a curriculum developer to develop a curriculum that will ensure every individual in the company lives and breathes this product. Then you hire corporate trainers who will impart that knowledge to the masses. But don't worry if you don't know what a corporate trainer is, because we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Number 5, private tutor. This is another really interesting option that's worth taking a moment to consider. You see, we're all guilty of thinking, well, I'm not interested in tutoring, I'm a teacher. But did you know that tutoring can actually be super lucrative? Yeah, it really can. Tutoring can be a huge money-making opportunity for you. The key to this particular endeavor is to determine whether you need an income to replace or surpass your current teaching salary, or simply to supplement your family finances. Deciding which of these is right for you will make the difference in how you move forward as a private tutor. As I've mentioned before, I was an ESL teacher online, or a private tutor, with VIP Kid for over 4.5 years while I simultaneously grew my TPT shop, homeschooled my boys, and built my website, blog, and podcast from the ground up. I wasn't really interested in replacing my entire teaching salary at that point because my husband and I had already determined that homeschooling was the most important task for me in that particular season. So I knew that the purpose of being a private tutor was to simply bring in a little bit of extra money for our family on the side. Now, if you think this would be an option you might like to pursue, do a little bit of research into companies like VIP Kid, VIP Teacher, OutSchool, and Varsity Tutors. These companies are always looking for teachers who want to add tutoring to their resume. This will also allow you to dip your toe in without really making any major commitments. Now, if you know you want to start a full-time tutoring business and work directly with parents and students without an overseeing company, then your approach is going to be completely different. Number 6, professional development presenter. Another great job option for many teachers is that of a professional development presenter. Because professional development is a part of every teacher's contract, there's always a need for those who can help provide relevant and meaningful presentations. From curriculum companies to independent agencies, there are so many education-based businesses seeking former educators to assume the role of a professional development presenter. For this particular type of position, you want to make sure, though, that you feel comfortable talking in front of large groups of people, as it's highly likely that this will be a big part of your job. Whether it's teaching teachers how to use the newest products or curricula to maximize learning, or introducing new concepts and management techniques, companies will always seek out those with teaching experience. You can also choose to establish yourself as an independent consultant who specializes in data-driven and meaningful professional development. The only drawback is that you have to be able to provide proof of an advanced degree or some type of additional training or certification so that school districts are able to invest in your services. Number 7, instructional designer. Instructional design is a hot topic in the education world. In fact, we hear it mentioned on social media and in everyday conversation as the newest buzzword in education. It's actually a really fantastic option for any classroom teacher looking for alternatives to the traditional job. Instructional designers are all about learning objectives. They seek to create meaningful objectives and then align any content with those specific objectives. That's why you'll find instructional designers contracted with many of your biggest companies and on staff at every curriculum corporation. Why? Well, because the common denominator of each is that they need to know what the objectives are for employees or other relevant stakeholders and create and devise a very strategic path for how to meet those objectives. If you want to know even more about instructional design, be sure to check out episode 31, where we talk about how to transition from teacher to instructional designer. Number 8, instructional coordinator. While this position is really similar to that of an instructional designer, there's one significant difference in that an instructional coordinator oversees the instruction and implementation of all curricula for a specific company or on a campus. You will find many instructional coordinators at high school campuses, colleges, and universities across the globe. These individuals typically must have a master's degree, and therefore the average salary is generally higher than that of a traditional classroom teacher. Number 9, educational consultant. The last career change that we're going to talk about in the realm of education is that of an educational consultant. The coolest thing about this particular field is the absolute breadth of it. Now, honestly, anything you do as an independent consultant related to education at large could theoretically mean you're an educational consultant. There are essentially two different routes that you can take in this category, and that is to be hired by an educational consulting firm or to be an independent educational consultant. Now, as I mentioned before when I was talking about the job of professional development presenter, you need to have some kind of affiliation, training, or degree to back up your status as an educational consultant, or school districts will not be able to hire you. Remember when I said anyone could claim to be an educational consultant? Well, that's why districts need some type of proof that you can produce results with your methods and unique approach. If you are interested in this type of job, research different associations of educational consultants and determine what additional certifications, if any, you might need. If you want to know more about educational consulting, be sure to check out episode 30, Education Consultant Jobs and How to Find the Right Fit. And that brings us to our second category, which is jobs outside of education. Number 1, corporate trainer. Corporate training is a great fit for many former teachers. You get to use your highly developed communication skills to impart wisdom to employees of the company for which you work. You might have the opportunity to even travel all over the world using your teaching skills to help learners connect with the information you've been assigned. The most interesting part about this particular job, in my opinion, is the fact that the company you will be working for isn't even in a related field, yet you're able to use your work experience. Number 2, human resources. As a teacher, you've dealt with your fair share of conflict and hopefully conflict resolution, and you've had ample opportunity to hone your negotiation skills. That's what would make you an excellent human resources employee. You understand the importance of listening to both sides of a disagreement and figuring out what actually happened. And the good news is that you might just be an awesome private investigator too. The point is that human resources would allow you to use your highly developed problem-solving skills to make any company a more efficient place simply by bringing your strengths with you. Number 3, sales representative. Sales representatives get a pretty bad reputation because we immediately think of telemarketers when we hear the name. You know the ones to which I'm referring, the ones who call about your car warranty. But don't worry, they didn't pay me to say that, so you're safe to continue listening. The most important thing for you to know about being a sales representative is that you want the potential customer to buy into your product or service. And as teachers, we work on this skill all the time with our students. Think about it. A student comes to you and says he hates math. You start pitching him the idea that he loves math. At first, he scoffs because he hasn't ever seen the need for math. But through your strategic language and teaching methods, he starts to understand how math is pretty important for him. He realizes he needs to know math to calculate his paycheck, groceries, and other important things. And over time, without even knowing it, he starts to buy into the idea that he really does like math. All of the hard work you have invested into your students has been the training ground for making you an ideal sales representative. Number 4, project manager. If you're a type A teacher who is teaming with organizational skills, project management might be a dream come true. As a project manager, you oversee one or more projects at a time and ensure that everything gets completed in a timely fashion. Because you're in a leadership role, it's your responsibility to ensure that the project stays on track and that the people involved are completing their specific tasks on time. Now, to be a project manager, you'll probably have to spend a lot of long hours on the job, especially as the deadline approaches for each project. However, if you're really good at staying focused and keeping everyone to their deadlines, you may find you have a better work-life balance than you do in the classroom. Number 5. Technical writer. If you enjoy writing and you like to geek out on how-to manuals, then you absolutely need to find a new job as a technical writer. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, technical writers prepare instruction manuals, how-to guides, journal articles, and other supporting documents to communicate complex and technical information more easily. Obviously, if you're gifted at breaking down complex information into manageable chunks, this could be a great fit. And you only need a bachelor's degree as opposed to the master's degree required to pursue other jobs. Plus, you get paid really well for this particular position. Number 6, business administration. The last option I want to mention is business administration. Now, this may seem a little too far outside the box for you, but just hear me out. Who better to oversee the daily operations of a business than someone who has been the overseer of anywhere from 15 to 30 plus humans who possess minimal self-control and a whole lot of big emotions? You got it. That would be you. You have the leadership skills needed to thrive in this type of role, and you certainly have the experience needed to lead meetings, communicate with relevant stakeholders, and implement new policies and procedures as needed. So the only question that remains is, which of these 15 jobs sounds like the perfect fit for you? Trust me when I tell you, these are just a few of the jobs that are available, but they are honestly the best career changes for teachers based on the skill sets that we bring to the table. Friend, you have what it takes to thrive in a variety of environments. And that means that you get to be the one to decide where you want to work. So do the research and start taking steps today to make this possibility your reality. And until next time,
thanks for listening to the Classroom Exit Strategies podcast at happyteachermama.com. I'm your host, Jennifer Holt, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode.